Checking the Cleveland Scene with Andrew Zellman, the publisher of Cleveland Scene magazine. So not a new ramen spot, but kind of a new ramen spot for us. Give us details.
So Mason's Creamery, which is the popular ice cream shop in Ohio City at 4401 Bridge, over the past couple of years has done ramen nights during the winter when obviously they're slower in ice cream sales because it's freezing cold out. And so they would pick like a weekend every month and do ramen. And their ramen events were so popular. And so the owners, Jesse and Helen, have decided to convert the ice cream shop into a ramen restaurant for the winter.
The Ohio City Galley opens today too, right?
It does. So we've talked about this quite a few times. This is right on the corner of West 25th and Detroit. And this is the galley concept, like you mentioned. There are four restaurant, kind of pop-up restaurants in different corners set up there. Opening there will be Anthony Zappola's Rice Shop, a contemporary rice bowl concept. Tin Man, a classic diner concept from Michael and Tommy Schoen. Polka, a regional Mexican concept from Black Pig owner Michael Nowak. And Sauce the City, an eclectic southern-themed eatery from Victor Searcy Jr. And I think as we talked about last time, there's one of these galleys in Pittsburgh called the Federo Galley. This is modeled off of that one. And it's a space with communal seating, multiple restaurant concepts, and then kind of like a bar that's shared in the middle. So I'm guessing this place is going to be really busy over the first weekend or two, but people should definitely go check this out.
Andrew, we have to ask you, because there's been some drama surrounding this restaurant opening in Ohio City called Chow, and I know it was surrounding comments made on the Scene website.
So our dining editor, Doug Trattner, wrote an article about Chow Bistro, which was supposed to open at 3800 Whitman Avenue in Ohio City. This is a space that's been turned over quite a few times in the last few years. It used to be pasta and pastries. It was Chow Pizza briefly. And so the article was written that Chow was going to be opening 2 days ago. And there went out on a Facebook post, and there were some comments, nothing too critical, but just some people kind of making fun of the name of the restaurant and a couple other things. And the owner of the restaurant made a comment towards some of the people that were commenting on this article and used a derogatory term and just said something that shouldn't be said by anybody. And then this has kind of blown up in the last couple of days, like I mentioned. There were all these comments. People saw this owner, his name is Sean Taylor, that he wrote this comment, and it's kind of turned into a huge storm of issues. And so the owner of the restaurant, which hasn't opened yet, went on to the TV yesterday and has talked more about this. And he said that a social media manager was the one that was on his Facebook page and made the comment. They haven't announced what they're going to do at the restaurant, whether it's going to open or not. But it's really made a lot of people in the neighborhood very, very upset and mad about this. So there's more to come on this story, and we'll be following it to see what happens next. We tried to follow up yesterday, and we weren't able to get any information about whether this restaurant is opening or what the deal is. They renovated this whole space. They were supposed to open this week.
So for updates on that story, for the other two stories we talked about as we're checking the Cleveland Scene with you, where do we go?
CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.